welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to our worship service. The fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. For those listening on the radio, allow me to tell you what hymns we'll be singing. And we are worshiping Divine Service Setting 3 today, beginning on page 184 of the hymnal. Our opening hymn is 825, Rise, Shine, You People. The hymn of the day is 398, Hail to the Lord's Anointed. The distribution hymns, 578, Thy Strong Word, 693, O Holy Spirit, Grant Us Grace, 790, Praise to the Lord the Almighty. We'll close with our hymn of the month, 655, Lord, Keep Us Steadfast in Your Word. In our prayers, we will include the family of Joyce Nazer. We've been praying for Joyce for a while. She is a sister-in-law, a longtime friend of Mary Gettler. And she has departed from this earthly life yesterday morning, so we'll pray for her family. Also, Wednesday morning, evangelism meeting, 10:30 after our Bible study. Evangelizing board, I should say. You know, anybody wants to learn about evangelism, come also. And today, we're beginning a new study. This is for everybody, catechesis. And catechesis is more than just like knowledge. This is learning to live the faith of ongoing repentance and life in Christ. We'll be focusing on the small catechism, the kind of the kernel of what we know to be true. This is especially good study for anybody who would be interested in becoming a new member. So whether you're here or know somebody who would like to know what is it that we teach and profess and would like to be a member, this is a good study to come to. I'm planning to record these for people who may want instruction who are not able to make all of these, primarily record me. So don't let that keep you away from coming, the fear of being recorded. All right, well, let's begin now with their opening hymn, 825, Rise, Shine, You People. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow some time for silent reflection on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Turn to the insert and sing together the introit. Glory be to God on high.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany is from Isaiah chapter 40. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its habitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when he blows on them and they wither. And the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might. And because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing together the gradual on your insert. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. If I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward, but not of my own will. I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Immediately Jesus left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for our hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you've ever seen an eagle soaring, you know it's a magnificent sight to behold when you consider it's just on these invisible currents with little apparent effort soaring, you know, 10 to 20,000 feet high at a time, hours at a time, made to do this, right? By God's beautiful design with its body, its wings, its senses and abilities. And these creatures are worth marveling at, especially worth contemplating when the Lord brings them to our attention in his word. In the Old Testament reading today, we heard, "They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles." And it is a beautiful imagery used in hymns and songs. But what does it mean for us to, in our day-to-day life, to be mounted up on wings like eagles? Well, Isaiah had recorded these words for God's covenant people for the day for them when they would be in exile. And God knew that after this leftover remnant of believers had been away from their home, the very land that God had promised them, that after years in captivity in Babylon, they would be weary, they would be discouraged, and they would wonder if God still cared about them. They would wonder if they would remain where they were in exile. They would wonder if they were still God's covenant people. And God had done many amazing things for them in the past, miraculously delivering them out of slavery in Egypt and brought them to the land he promised. He had given them the law and the prophets and lived with them in the tabernacle. He had fought for them and prospered them. But they, over time, became proud and complacent, and they stopped trusting the Lord as their God. Instead of trusting the Lord, clinging to his promises, they put their trust in others. God needed to bring them to repentance so that he could renew their faith in him, trust in him. And so God disciplined his people by removing them from the land and holding them captive in the foreign land. God helped them to trust in him by stripping away what they had trusted in before. And when it was all gone, all that was left was the Lord and his word. And so at the right time, when they were faint and weary, he comforts them with this word. The Lord, through Isaiah, speaks to them, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended and that her iniquity is pardoned." Yes, they were his covenant people. Yes, he has pardoned them, and he reminds them who he is, the incomparable Almighty God, Creator. And while they might grow faint and weary, he doesn't. And yet, as powerful as he is, as high above others as he is, he gives his power and his strength to the weak and the weary, to those who need him, who rely on him. And he says, "They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles." I suppose back in those times, the eagle was much more appreciated than today, you know, where we're kind of used to flying. So try to imagine what it would have been like, you know, to observe these magnificent creatures seemingly effortlessly flying, soaring to these great heights, just able to cover that terrain below without trudging through it or around it. In Proverbs 30, "The way of an eagle in the sky, it's the first in the list of things too wonderful that the author cannot understand." So they would wonder. Now, an eagle does have alternatives, if you think about it. You know, it's not forced to fly. If it chooses, it could just walk around, trudging through the land. Or it could just keep its wings in and plummet to the ground. Or it could just stay in its nest. But none of those alternatives would allow it to survive. Not for long. eagle has to catch fish and mice or whatever it needs to eat. That can't do walking. Has to avoid those predators, the wolves and jackals, whoever else might otherwise be able to catch it. The eagle is made to fly. It survives by flying. God's people are made to believe in him. That's how we survive. God provides this image to tell us this. And more than poetic image, it's the truth. Like an eagle soars by opening up the wings that God gave it, riding on the air currents that God provides. God's people soar by opening up the faith that God gives them and riding on the spirit that God provides. The people of Israel had stopped trusting the Lord. They stopped opening up the wings of faith and his promises. They were like those who didn't know the Lord. Instead of trusting him, they're trusting in the things that the people around them were trusting in, whether it be people or things. They're like eagles trying to survive by walking around thinking, well, look at us, we're impressive eagles, but they're just foolish and vulnerable to the wolves and jackals that preyed on them. But the Lord never stopped loving them. He had not forgotten them. His promises are still certain. Yes, they could trust in him and the promises he had given them. And his spirit moved again through his word to raise them up. The image of a soaring eagle is still beneficial for us. You are baptized children of God. You have promises. You do have a promised homeland. You are not there yet. Your citizenship is in heaven. And so right now you're living in a foreign land. Like the children of Israel, you might wonder if the Lord will bring you home, especially if you're aware of how little you have been trusting in him. You realize how foolish you've been walking around, kind of wearing yourself out, putting your faith and hope in people and things, the same things that non-Christians will put their faith and hope in. This word from Isaiah tells of the coming of the Lord. It was fulfilled when God broke into time and space, in the person of Jesus Christ. And we hear in our text today who our Lord is. He sits above the circle of the earth and brings the princes and rulers of this earth to nothing. He's of incomparable power. He is the everlasting, eternal creator. There is no other. He doesn't grow faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He's far above our ways and our thoughts. And he has come to you through his word. You are weak. You are weary from the struggles of life. Instead of trusting God and his word, you've gone along with the ways of the world, trusting in people and things like the people around you trust in. But when you do that, you're like that eagle walking around without opening up its wings, foolish, vulnerable to the enemy. And yes, that enemy is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for whom he may devour. As the Lord says, he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. He does this for you through faith in Jesus Christ and the promises given to you in your baptism. The eternal God and creator came to us in the person of Jesus Christ. The Almighty took on frail flesh. The all-powerful entered into human society and submitted to human authority. Because of our inability to trust in God, Jesus did so in our place. He trusted his heavenly Father throughout his earthly life, enduring temptations, suffering, and death on the cross. He died, and he did this to free you from your captivity to sin. Was it enough? Well, yeah. How do I know? Because Jesus rose from the dead. Has he pardoned you? Yes. He declared it in your baptism. After you confessed your sins at the beginning of today's service, I declared it in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Like the people of Israel in the Old Testament, you may experience the discipline of the Lord. Actually, you can expect it. because he does love you. He disciplines those he loves. He doesn't want you to trust in anything or anyone besides him. After all, he is the everlasting God and creator. He's brought you out of captivity to sin. You can look to him. You can trust in him. You can wait on him in prayer and expectation and hope of his answer in this time, in his time. You can wait on him when you read your Bible with the expectation that he will reveal himself to you. You can wait on him at church services, when, as you're doing now, with eager expectation of his word for you. But it is easier said than done. Instead of godliness with contentment, you may feel anxiety and dissatisfaction. Instead of confidence in the Lord, you may feel frustration and fear. Instead of humble repentance, you may find yourself blaming others. Instead of resting in the Lord, you may find yourself exhausted from trying to do things the way you think you're supposed to do them. Instead of experiencing peace and the knowledge of the forgiveness of your sins, you may feel guilt and shame. But as Isaiah said, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Almighty God, the Creator, has done it. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus Christ has conquered sin, overcome death, defeated the devil. He reigns supreme over all authority. And he chose you. He pardoned you. And he comes to you still through his word. An eagle doesn't just soar anywhere. It has to, as it's designed to do, detect where those invisible air currents are. We rely on God's Spirit, which comes to us through his word. And so we wait on him with hope and expectation where his word is proclaimed, holy baptism and holy communion. When he comes to you in his body and blood, we know he's there. Spirit is there. We expect him there. And you could wait in expectation for him to give you power, to renew your strength, to raise you up with wings like eagles. And just to be clear, this image, as beautiful as it is, it doesn't mean that you are going to be soaring above all the problems of life and challenges. No, this is by faith. You're soaring by faith in the midst of life, in the midst of where God has you, as he came to do. But what he does, he strips away the stuff that you might otherwise be trusting. I understand that for an eaglet to learn to fly, it needs a couple of things. One, it needs role models, right, to see how it's done, to see that it can be done. And so parents will hover over the nest, spreading out its wings, showing this how it's done, right? And then they need to learn how to trust those wings. They have to get out of that nest. So the parents make that nest uncomfortable for their little eaglets. They take out all the soft, downy parts that they had put in there. They intentionally withhold food. The parents know that eaglets must learn to trust their wings. They must learn to step out of that nest to survive. The parents also help the eaglets through those early stages. When that eaglet steps out, opens those wings, if it falls, the parent is there to catch their little eaglet, return them to the nest. Well, we have role models here. You can look to our role models here. You see people that demonstrate contentment with godliness, peace, trust in the Lord, their expectation in prayer, Bible study, and worship. You are actually being role models now as we speak, attending the divine service of our Lord, waiting on the Lord, trusting his promises. You will also experience the loving discipline of your heavenly Father, those times when you stop trusting him and you become complacent and proud and stop waiting on him, you may experience some discomfort to help you to trust him again. But you can also know he's there to catch you if your faith fails. As you deal with the challenges and struggles of life, he sustains you with his word and sacraments. He strengthens your faith in him to carry you and empower you, and he reminds you that he himself will return and bring you to your true home, your heavenly home. And when he returns on that last day, he'll restore all creation, including your feeble bodies. As he promised, he will give strength to you, weak and weary, and his promise is true. Isaiah said, "Wait for the Lord, and he will renew your strength." Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as we continue with the offertory. Let us pray for the whole people of Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We give thanks to you, dear Father, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh to preach the gospel and cast out the works of Satan and the corruption of sin, which we could not overcome. By your word, rescue us from every evil of body and soul. Lord, in your mercy, Lord of the church, give joy to your servants on whom you have laid the necessity to preach the gospel, that many would be saved in every nation, and that together we may share in the blessings of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, give to all Christian homes the endurance that comes from your Holy Spirit, that husbands and wives, parents and children may be disciplined and self-controlled in their duties, run their course in this life, and continue to the end in the holy Christian faith, ready to receive the imperishable wreath of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Almighty God, creator of the world and its foundations, you hold sway over the powers of nature and the rulers of the earth. Graciously preserve our land, its produce and industry, and our leaders, together with our people. Do not disregard us for our sins, but renew us, that our lives may be peaceful and our country governed according to your will. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear
our prayer. O Lord, your Son is the great physician of body and soul, at whose hand demon, disease, and every ill must turn away. We bring before you those in any need, especially Lynn, Ben, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Elijah, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Ruth, Kathy, Lacey, Haley, Marlene, Arlene, Nancy, Amy, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Richard, Ben, Lynn, and Jim. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, Father of mercies and God of all comfort, deal graciously with the family of Joyce Nazer and all who mourn, that casting every care on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Holy Father, where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. Bring us in faith to your holy sacrament, that the blood of Christ, which atoned for our sins, may make us whole. Strengthen us against every spiritual attack of the devil. Turn us in love toward our neighbor, and preserve us in body and soul to life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and glorify, magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, which has been given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sins. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness.
forgiveness of all your sins.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Iris, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Savior, the Lord bless you and give you a saving faith in Him. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Justin, did you commute? Okay. To the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Hudson, the Lord bless you and give you a saving faith in Him. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given unto death for you. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.